Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today, Tuesday, therefore we've got Raw. If you have thoughts on Monday Night Raw last night, now's your chance to give us a call and let us know what you thought about the show, the go-home show for SummerSlam coming up on Sunday. As we've talked about for days, it is a crazy weekend between all of the usual shows this week. NXT, the Cruiserweight Classic, we've also got a Ring of Honor pay-per-view on Friday. We've got NXT TakeOver as well as UFC on Saturday. We have SummerSlam on Sunday, which is looking to be potentially a 6-hour and 20-minute show. Yes, a 6-hour and 20-minute show. The pre-show is now 2 hours long because we need more. And also, the main pay-per-view is 4 hours, but they've got an overrun now on pay-per-view. So maybe it'll go exactly 4, maybe it'll go 4:10, maybe it'll go 4:20. I believe we had a show a while ago that went 25 minutes past the top of the hour in terms of pay-per-view time. So if you're a fan of wrestling, we did that poll a couple of weeks ago. Are you one of those people who can't get enough? If you're one of those people that can't get enough, this is the weekend for you. WWE is doing significantly more than you even imagined. I've got a list of all of the stuff that's coming up for SummerSlam weekend that WWE sent out. If you're in the area, there's going to be plenty to do besides the stuff at the Barclays Center. So we'll talk about that later on in the program. We've also got some news on a number of different topics, including we talked yesterday about John Jones. He's going to get off his drug test failure. Now, Jim Rome on his Twitter noted that apparently the substance everybody thought John Jones failed for, maybe he didn't. We'll talk about that and more on the show today, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen. They're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call here today, the phone number, studio line, 425-488-0525, toll free, 844-411-5411, and text messages, 425-780-7566. We got to talk about Raw from last night, and it's funny, I was going through the text messages, and in all of the time that we talked about Raw on Wrestling Observer Radio last night for subscribers, we never even mentioned, unless I fell asleep, the fan who hit the ring during the Seth Rollins promo. This person here says, any update on what happened to the fan that got into the ring with Rollins? TMZ is reporting that this man, Ed Ferrero, was arrested.
And, Ed Ferrara.
Yeah, Ed Ferrara. Ed Ferrero, different guy.
Ferrero.
Anyway, arrested. Assault and criminal trespass. You know what's so funny about this thing?
What's that?
Listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just do a show about him. But I watched the video of this guy hitting the ring, and it is so weird because he nonchalantly strolls out from around the timekeeper area or whatever, and he slides into the ring like he's done this a million times, and he stands in front of Seth Rollins, and Seth shoves him. And then the weirdest thing of all is two geeks hit the ring to tackle the guy, and the first guy leg dives him from behind, and he grabs the guy's legs, and if you've ever seen like your random just non-wrestling geek that works for WWE that has to take a bump for some reason, they do it the same way every time. They fall down and they just lay there. They just lay there. And that's exactly what this guy did. He got tackled from behind and he like fell on his knees and fell face down and he doesn't move. He doesn't look back to see who tackled him. He doesn't struggle. He just lays there belly down with his head to the side. I swear to you, if I did not know better, I would think that this whole thing, I would think this guy was a plant. His reaction is so weird. And then TMZ is talking about how guy got arrested, which is, by the way, true. WWE wants to get the word out that if you hit the ring, you will be arrested and charged. This is not a joke. So they talk about how he got arrested and everything, and they talk about how he's biting the security guard's arm. Now, maybe this was at a point where I didn't see it, but he sure didn't bite the guy's arm in the video I saw. He just laid there.
Well,
so the whole thing is just weird.
I mean, they took forever for him to get him out, and I would agree with you in that he just walked from right back behind where the ring post was, and you see the shot of you know, the whole thing, and he just walks in and he stands there, and Seth just pushes him. Like you said, he gets tackled, he falls to the ground, he doesn't move, but then, you know, the referee that's on the outside, I guess it's going to help drag him out, and the security guy, they take forever to get him out of the ring, you know, wrestling around with him. It's like, I'm not going to get back into this, but it's like, you know what? Hey, Seth, knock him out and then just drag him from the ring. You know, have the other two geeks do that, because the guy getting bit, when you said that, it just reminded me, and this was a completely different situation, of the story of like Mr. Wrestling, you know, where they used to do these things where you know, have the mark challenge you from the stands, and he got his finger bit off by one of the guys. And it's like, this is just so stupid. And I'm not advocating killing guys or anything like that. But if your security that you're taking with you and the local security that you're using is so bad where this is continuously happening, by the way, to guys, Rollins and Reigns, seemingly all the time, they seem to be the only guys who are susceptible to this. But, you know, if it's that bad, then you might want to start, you know, having your folks or telling your guys, I can't say in a way to not get sued, because I guess you're always taking that shot. But if it's going to take this long and this is going to happen this often, and frankly, it's happened far more often in the last seemingly year than it has in a couple years prior, I'm sorry, drill them in the face and have security do something then, because obviously it takes them too long and they can't even catch these guys on the way in. It's absolutely ridiculous and pathetic that this happened, and the safety of the performers should be paramount, and this is happening way too much.
It's not happening that much, and I don't want to get into that. You can't beat up the fans. But Rollins did shove the guy. Let's move on to the next part here. So Rollins,
they threw a briefcase. Okay, you can't stop somebody from throwing something, but how many times in the last, let's say, 6 months, a year, have guys crawled into the ring, or we have footage of it?
I can think of twice.
More than that,
in the last 6 months, I can think of twice. The briefcase was last year. Let's move on to the other aspect of this. Rollins shoves the guy, and the guys come in and they tackle the dude. And Seth Rollins just freezes for 30 seconds.
I don't blame him.
It's just like, he just looked at the guy. It was so weird.
He can't hit him, remember? So what is he supposed to do?
Keep doing his promo, which he did. 30 seconds later.
I think he did a decent job of that. Okay.
Yeah. Let's move on. I don't want to get into this argument again. Crying out loud, the police issues we have in this country, and you want him to beat up fans? Can't beat up fans. This guy was a geek anyway. Did you take one look at that guy? That guy couldn't even have been a jobber for... Who's the guy?
Well, obviously, it took the referee and the security a little bit to get him out of the ring. So.
Yeah. It did. Their security sucks.
I don't think making fun of Rollins for not being able to continue his promo.
Not even
or
making
taking
fun
him
of the
second.
Guy. I just was so amazed that they had nothing. Like they just kept the camera. I mean, they can't film the guy getting taken down, I guess, but Rollins just stood there and looked at the guy. Maybe he thought it was SmackDown, which I guess is also live, so that doesn't count either. It was like he was waiting for everything to be edited out of real life. Which doesn't happen. A bizarre situation, but hey, everybody, don't hit the ring because you will be arrested and you will be charged. Now, as far
that
as the rest of the
them.
Show, it, well, you know, it will. More so than in WCW when they encouraged it and when they had fake guys hit the ring, which
oh,
of course,
horrible.
That really helped because then real fans decided, oh, let's hit the ring during Roddy Piper matches and we'll go all crazy. Anyway, this was the go-home show for SummerSlam, and it was such a average, I can't even say average, all of these changes, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but when they first did the draft, and when they first split the brands, this was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, they had these new camera angles, they were using the floating camera more. They were doing these different little tweaks in production because they were supposed to be changing everything. Anybody notice those things are all gone? Gone! It didn't even last a month. And this show is totally back to where they were before the brand split. But with less talent. Halfway through the show, I was thinking, God, can we bring AJ Styles out here for like a good match? And then I realized he's not on this brand. So the answer is no, we can't bring out AJ Styles for a good match. I don't know. It's bad.
It's tough. And well, it's like Rusev and Reigns last night actually had a good match. And it did go on for longer than it needed to. But I think if you were to watch that match, not at the end of watching 3 hours of Raw, I think you would have enjoyed it more. If you just took that match and placed it in another place or had it open the show, I don't think it would have been as bad. But then it gets to the point of it's not that good. And, you know, it's not enough after 3 hours of watching where it's just like, and you know where it's basically in a way you kind of know where it's going because these guys still have to go at it on Sunday. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, what's it going to be? All right, well, you know, in this scenario, Reigns gets the pin, so he's even not going to win the title inside. But it's like, you know, there's no finality to this, so you're watching a match still in the back of your mind after 3 hours of watching a lot of nonsense that I'm done with this. And that's the biggest problem of the show. We had that 1 week where everything was clicking and it seemed fresh and new. But that's impossible to maintain on 3 hours with a limited staff, with writers that are writing for specific people and not necessarily caring or being ordered to not put as much effort into others. It's a tough scenario. And it unfortunately, the old phrase, it is what it is. It is what it is. Raw is like, how much of it can you withstand on a certain night? How much can you plow through and battle through? And that's going to be the real success over whether you like Raw or not. By the time the show ends, are you just a heap of jelly laying on the floor in pain, or have you survived it?
Person wants to know if Finn Balor, after the Demon King gimmick runs its course, may transform into the Corporate King. We'll talk about the Demon King after the break and take your calls. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, before we get back into Raw and the Demon King, Dana White was on the Jim Rome show today. And he says, it's coming back now that it looks like John Jones did not take the supplement that everybody thought that he took. We'll see how this thing plays out. This, of course, was allegedly clomiphene, and letrozole. Two estrogen blockers, by the way, not just one. White says, I don't know if this is public. I don't know if I can talk about it. Normally, I talk about anything, but when it comes to medical stuff, you can't do it. It's looking like John Jones did not take the drug everybody thought he took. It looks like it's something else. I'll let this thing play out. And if that's true, and that's what you saw it in the Nevada State Athletic Commission say happened, it could look good for John Jones. He says, he didn't get a bum rap. He definitely didn't get a bum rap, but the substance that he was on, it was a pill that you take when you're coming off of steroids, but this thing is apparently in other things. John took something else where he doesn't come off clean, is you have to tell USADA everything that you put in your body leading up to the fight, and he did not. So he's being very, very vague here, but what I want to mention, and I don't know if this has anything to do with anything, but he's claiming that maybe John Jones did not take clomiphene. And do you know who else failed for clomiphene, coincidentally?
Be Brock Lesnar, right?
Brock Lesnar. So I'm wondering if somehow Jones gets off, if maybe whatever it is that happened here, I wonder if Brock Lesnar can plead the same.
Well, I guess whatever they found that said that, I don't know. There is... There's something very shady, or at least it comes off. There's something, it feels very shady about all of this, whether there is or not. And I don't think I'm in the minority. I wouldn't think I'm in the minority on this. I mean, this just screams of nonsense all the way across the board, or at the very least it screams of doublespeak from Dana saying, well, he did something, but he didn't do that. See, he didn't take that, what everybody said he did, but you're supposed to tell everybody. He's either guilty or he's not. And I guess then it comes down to whatever drug he took. And I mean, I guess we should all pay very close attention to this because they may be putting estrogen blockers in everything. Is that something that Monsanto is doing as well, too? Is just these, the clomiphene is just popping up in all sorts of random things. Is that it? You know, it's just, they're just, we'll have to all wait and see what happens. But just something about this is head shaking already.
All right, I retweeted this thing out right here, so if you want to check it out, at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. So the other big thing last night was Vince McMahon's call to not wait until SummerSlam to have Finn Balor debut the demon gimmick, and so he debuted it last night. If you're not aware, his new gimmick is he's the Demon King, which I heard 5,000 times on the show last night. WWE's they must brand everything. So as awesome as Finn Balor might have been, apparently was not awesome enough. Now he needs to be branded. He is the Demon King. I'm already sick of the name because they drove it into the ground. What do you guys all think of this? Do you like the Demon King? Did they kill it dead? Did you like what they did with him last night? Do you like the new name? I believe on three occasions in an entire three-hour show, they called him Finn Balor. The rest of the time, he was the Demon King. Don't know what this means for Kane. Filthy Tom's going to be very upset. But that's his new gimmick. And they had a fight, him and Seth.
It's like the Texas Tornado, Kerry Von Erich. That's what he was when they brought him in. And then very soon after, it just became the Texas Tornado. Now, a completely different story with Finn Balor. But my question is, does he remain the Demon King while he wrestles? Or when all the crap comes off, does he go back to being Finn Balor? Or is he just going to be the Demon King throughout? Is he going to, do they want him to change up something? Do they want him to, before he hits his finishing move, he comes out of the corner, he rises from an abyss and they'll have a smoke machine behind him or what? Because they are playing so heavy on the character aspect of this guy. And maybe they hate the name Finn Balor. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe Vince realized that, you know, whatever it is, it's just, it's so ridiculous, and they beat it to death. And the bottom line is, once all the crap comes off, then he's just Finn Balor again with some paint on him. So what does any of this really accomplish?
Sells merch, dude. Demon King merch.
But they were going to do that anyway. They had the merch already done with him in the entrance and everything, which, okay, great, fine. And that's his entrance, and this is how he gets his spirit and his mojo going for the match. But then it comes off, and then he's just that. So if they concentrate so much on, this is, look at the Demon King and this, and you're not going to concentrate on him because you don't like Finn Balor, either the way he looks or how he performs or his name or whatever it is, that's not enough, then what is all of it going to matter anyway?
Well, I don't think that he's going to come out as the demon on every show. He's going to probably still be doing what he was doing in NXT. The pay-per-views, he will have the whole demon getup. And the rest of the shows, he'll have his leather jacket or whatever else he wears coming down to the ring. But you must brand a man for merchandise. And so he will be known as the Demon King, even when he comes out in a leather jacket as a fella.
That's okay.
Let's go to the phones. I bet this person can explain it. You're on the air.
This is Ryan.
I knew it. I knew that.
I have a question about the Demon King character.
I was going to ask you questions about the Demon King, but go ahead.
When he gets possessed by the devil and becomes the Demon King, does he become 10 times more powerful than what he was as Finn Balor? Because that's what happens in real life. Physically, you become 10 times more powerful. And if that's the case, Roman Reigns...
Did he say that's what happens in real life?
Yeah.
In real life, when you get possessed by a demon?
Finn Beelzebub.
Well, I do know as a demon character, he's more powerful. That is in the storyline.
Angel dusted his protein shake.
If Seth Rollins wins this match, it's going to make Roman Reigns possibly look like a jobber because he couldn't even beat Finn Balor.
So this is MMA math now. Thanks, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That is one way to look at it, I guess, yeah.
Somebody else please call 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411 and text messages 425-780-7566.
I don't know why Kenny Omega is wasting his time with the New Day when, by that math, he actually is the Universal Champion of WWE already, I believe.
I wonder if Roman Reigns is going to win that belt on Sunday, since he beat the man decisively in the middle of the ring here on this show. Per WWE math, which is like MMA math, that would mean that he's not winning on Sunday.
That's what I'm thinking. I wonder if it's Rusev gets the cheap win and Reigns destroys him afterwards. The New York crowd isn't going to be, again, it's not like they've paid attention to crowds sometimes. They're going to put their head down, and no matter what the reaction is for Roman Reigns, they're going to do what they're going to do. But you know it's going to stand out. And if any crowd is going to cheer Rusev wildly, it's probably going to be that one, especially against Roman Reigns. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. But I could see, you know, Reigns losing the match with some sort of, whether it be Lana or whatever the deal is, loses the match, but then puts Rusev through a table or something like that to what should be cheers, but will likely be lots and lots of boos.
All right, Walt on Twitter, I need a translation of this, so please tweet me again. He says, Finn bores me. No, I'm more into U.S. title match. Why is U.S. title on main event of Raw and not big title? What does that mean? They don't have a big title.
Well, the Universal title, why was
they don't
Finn,
have one?
Well, maybe the angle playing or something like that. I don't know. Although, then again, in the same breath, if he doesn't like Finn, then he should be happy with the U.S. title having the main event spot on the show, because you can't tell the Universal title story without half of the guy that's in it. So, and that was more than enough with Rollins and Finn Balor throughout most of the night that, I'm fine with the way it ended.
So WWE, I'm going to read this after a while, their entire list of weekend festivities for SummerSlam weekend. But
they have a few.
Dude, they have over a dozen. SummerSlam here, it says. I'm just going to read this because I'm wondering if the wording is important. A sold-out crowd will converge on Barclays Center for SummerSlam, WWE's biggest event of the summer, which can be seen live on WWE Network in a confrontation more than 15 years in the making. The Viper clashes with The Beast when Randy Orton goes one-on-one with Brock Lesnar. Plus, Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins for the right to be called the first Universal Champion. Dean Ambrose defends the WWE title against Ziggler. Sasha Banks defends the WWE Women's title against Charlotte. And John Cena faces AJ Styles. Based on how they've written this, I think that Randy Orton versus Brock Lesnar is going on last at SummerSlam. It's the way it sounds to me.
In a way, it kind of should. I mean, I could justify that. The only thing I would say is because you're introducing the Universal title and that match is going to be so hard to follow, I get it. You know, I could say, okay, we'll put the Universal title match on last and have some sort of filler match in between and then have Brock and Randy go two from the top. But what's the main event of this show? It's Brock Lesnar. It's Randy Orton. And in theory, an inter-promotional match, even though it was signed before the brand split, an inter-promotional match with two of your three, four, five, however you want to judge them, biggest stars in the company, you know, but possibly two of your top three biggest stars in the company going at it. That probably should be the, you know, special event, main event of the show. I think that makes sense.
We're going to head to the phones in a while, but we got to head to a break, so I'll read a quick text message here, and we'll do more when we come back. If Roman wins and no one is watching, did it really happen? Well, we're going to find out, hopefully by the end of the show. The Monday night ratings have usually been coming in right after we go off the air, so hopefully we'll get them in the next 20 minutes. And we'll tell you, was anybody watching last night? Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydratein.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratein and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratein is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratein. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
WWE's SummerSlam stuff starts today. We've got a New York Yankees batting practice, which may already be over. Now, it's prior to the game versus the Toronto Blue Jays. Yankees versus Blue Jays tonight. It's on my watch list. We got a children's hospital visit on August 17th, a BSTAR bully prevention rally on August 18th. We've got the Special Olympics Unified Basketball Game August 18th, Hire Heroes USA Veteran Career Panel and Networking Event, August 19th. The SummerSlam Reading Celebration, August 19th. Sin Cara and JoJo will be among those reading to kids. Yeah. New York Stock Exchange closing bell with The Miz, Big Show, and, of course, Kane.
Not the opening bell, too?
No,
just the closing bell? Damn.
Tap Out Fitness Workout on August 19th with a number of superstars, including Maria.
Going on.
Maria Menounos will be there.
Yay.
Superstar meet and greets, 19th and 20th, Friday and Saturday, all of the big names. One World Observatory visit. You can check out One World Trade Center, the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere, with Kevin Owens, Daniel Bryan, Natalya, Carmella, and the Usos. We got TakeOver, SummerSlam, and Raw. That is the whole lineup. If you want more information
Kevin Owens is in character the whole time, and just like, this is nothing like the Sears Tower or the CN Tower in Toronto. He's just bashing it the entire time.
That's right. You can check it out at WWE.com. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about, you were just mentioning about the Finn Balor scenario. You know, there were some folks I read yesterday saying that they thought they'd wasted an opportunity by having him debut his, well, I guess you can say gimmick on live TV, but I think it helps build up the persona. And my feeling is that, let's say the club wins the tag team titles. My feeling is if that happens, you're going to see a scenario where they're going to be involved in the match with Rollins. Therefore, maybe considering Baylor turning heel and costing Rollins the match.
The club and Balor are going to turn heel and cost Rollins the match.
Therefore, making Rollins a good guy.
Rollins is going to be a babyface. I don't think they're going to. I think it's too early. We just debuted Finn Balor. I think he's got a little bit of juice in him as a babyface before we turn the guy.
That's, especially with the eyes on the merchandise.
That's right. We got to sell these Demon King shirts first.
Halloween, brother. You want the kids to dress up as Finn Balor for Halloween as the Demon King and all that sort of stuff. And I'm not against that idea really at all down the line, because I see Seth Rollins as a babyface and Finn as... He was so good in New Japan. Anybody had a chance to see him there as the Bullet Club actually began. To do that in WWE, I think it can be done. I just think that's... To me, that's more of a WrestleMania thing to lead into a WrestleMania match if you're going to go that direction. So you got a lot of time, I think, to go before you want to go ahead and do that, because I think you need to tease the tension more, and you need to have the tension there, period, between Triple H, Stephanie, or at the very least, Stephanie and Seth Rollins, to help get you to that point as you have the sub-story of the Bullet Club and that happening, you know, kind of lateral to what's going on with Seth Rollins. You need those things to meet at a certain point and then have it explode. And I think that's more of a Royal Rumble to Mania type of deal than it is for right now.
I am baffled that they put AJ Styles on a different brand from Finn Balor, because it is such an easy story that Finn steals the club and they go heel, AJ goes babyface, and you eventually do the big showdown. I mean, maybe the whole idea is we're going to use Finn Balor as a babyface until next year. Then we'll do a draft. We'll draft AJ to Raw. AJ will be reunited with the club, but then the club will turn on him and go with Finn Balor, and you do it all there. You could always do that. I have no problem with Finn Balor as a heel running the club, whatever you want to call it. He's got the Balor Club already, so it's tailor-made. It's going to happen at some point, but I don't think it needs to be done now. I mean, I will say, in NXT, by the end of his run, I was ready for Finn Balor to turn heel. I'd seen enough of the jolly Lego-playing feller. I wanted to see him go out there and just be a bad guy. But he's brand new in WWE. I mean, you could see last night when he did his entrance that there was a portion of the arena who knew exactly what was going on. And do not fool yourselves. There was a portion of the arena who had no idea what was happening. There are, I've mentioned this a million times, 1.5 million network subscribers, and there are 3 million people, on average, that's the key, on average, watching Raw. So you probably have about, I'd say, 5 million people that at some point during the night are watching Raw. So you're looking at maybe, I don't know, 3/4 of them are not regular NXT viewers. That's why Carmella comes out and the fans just look at her like, what the hell is this girl? When she comes out on SmackDown. So you do have to introduce the guy, and since he's new, you can have him be a babyface. But down the road, he should be a heel. But for right now, let's not rush it. Let's sell our Demon King merchandise, for crying out loud. Toll-free line. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello?
Hello!
Hi.
All right, let's go to the studio line. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. This is Buzz from Florida.
What's up, Buzz?
Not much. Just had a couple quick questions. First one being, since Kenny Omega did win the G1 Climax, I know it looks like it's supposed to be Okada and him at the Tokyo Dome, but is it possible that they're going to bring back Ibushi against him or anything like that in the meantime?
Well, I know Kota Ibushi's claiming that he's not signed.
Yeah.
Hello? Hi.
Oh, sorry.
Who's that?
It's better than our normal callers.
Who's that?
Or he's better.
Yeah, that's my son. Sorry about that. Yeah, and the second question.
How old is he? Because my daughter's single. She's zero.
Well, I mean, he's a little older. He's almost a year, so.
Oh, well, you know, that's not too bad. But anyway, to answer your question, Kota Ibushi claims he's not signed, but I'm not fooled for a moment. I think he's going to be signed to WWE. I don't think he's going to be heading back. But Mike may think differently.
Well, I think that's one of the only ways if you want to take the suitcase away from Kenny Omega, I think because it would be the first time that it's been done, and he is a heel, and there's, you know, if it's hard, as great as Naito is and as great as the match would be, Naito straight up beating Omega, even if it's with help from his crew, I think you're going to need a better story than that. Obviously, Ibushi coming back, considering that Omega has used Ibushi's moves in his matches, there's still a non-closed storyline from when Ibushi wrestled AJ Styles and Kenny Omega and him. They had a moment, you know, that I think was probably going to continue on to something if Styles would have stayed in the company and everything. I mean, there's nothing is impossible. And that would be one of the ways you can make it happen and have it make some sense and have it make some impact. But I just don't know. Adam Summers is part of the camp that thinks Naito's going to get it. To me, you're going to have to be very careful on how you do this, I think, if you're New Japan, because it has never been done before. So, and stipulations mean something in New Japan, so we'll have to see what happens.
Gotcha. And second question is, do you see Finn Balor or Seth Rollins walking out of SummerSlam as Universal Champion? Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much for the call. I think it's got to be Finn. I mean,
same here.
Rollins can win it whenever, but I think that Finn's new. I don't like the idea of beating him right out of the gate. I can see them doing it. I can see him doing anything. But they've invested a lot in the guy over the last couple of weeks, so I hope that he wins, and then Rollins can win it from him later or however you want to do it. This person says the new camera angles with the crane cam and such were still used on SmackDown last week. Yeah, they were still used on Raw last week, too, but not this week. So we'll find out if they do it tonight or what they end up doing. Was the question Omega would not answer and kept saying no comment to after the G1 about Kota Ibushi? I don't know.
I think it was. I'd have to go back and watch because I think that, yeah, I believe, again, Kota Ibushi was a shadow. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, because I'll just assume that he's going to be in WWE at some point, because if I'm WWE, I would throw as much as I can at the guy to get him to sign. But look, he is a fiercely independent guy with, you know, I'm not saying he's in the Hardy class or anything like that, but he's got designs on what he is and what makes him happy every day in professional wrestling. And if he doesn't think WWE is it, he's obviously going to stay in Japan, continue to work for DDT, continue to do what he wants to do. And if one of those things is I'm going to partially work for New Japan, they're going to welcome him with open arms. He's the only guy, or I believe he was the first guy, but I think one of the very few that who's ever gotten a deal where he could work for New Japan as well as DDT. He had both companies to serve while he was there. And it shows you the power that he has and the fandom that he has and the respect that he's garnered amongst people. So if for whatever reason, he was a looming shadow over Omega's win, and I don't know if that's foreshadowing anything or not, but it absolutely was the case.
This person here says, Brian, does the WWE care more about mainstream acceptance or improving their product? This question always drives me crazy. No disrespect to the texter, but everybody, please listen to me. Vince McMahon does not sleep. He wakes up in the morning, and all day long, he is completely micromanaging WWE every waking moment, except when he's at the gym. He's thinking and he's working on WWE. Do not think that Vince McMahon is going, well, we got to be PG, and this product is just going to be bad as a result. Everybody listening to this right now, everybody that watches professional wrestling, everybody has an opinion. And I know in a lot of people's opinion, the product today sucks. But in Vince McMahon's opinion, as the guy who has final say over everything, Vince is not creating a product that he thinks is bad. He is not creating a product that he thinks is subpar. He is not creating a product that he thinks needs vast improvement. He's creating a product that he thinks is good. This Raw show that you saw on Monday, he thought that was a good show. If he didn't, he would have changed it. Same with SmackDown tonight. Vince is putting forth a product that he thinks is great, that he thinks is satisfying the demand of the majority of his audience. So this idea that Vince is consciously putting forth a subpar product because he wants it to be accepted by the mainstream, that is not in any way true. It's just...
No.
He's doing what he thinks is the best. Everybody else may think it sucks, but he thinks he's doing his best. That's the key.
That's the whole thing. I mean, look at the Roman Reigns scenario and that whole situation.
You think he thinks Roman sucks?
No,
but the fact that he thinks that Roman's not over? Of course not.
Yeah, and the fact that he got on TV to make, you know, came back to make sure, at least for one night in Philadelphia, the guy was going to get over, and damned if he didn't for that one night. But, yeah, I mean, it's Vince is going to be Vince, and of course they want that mainstream acceptance. Again, this is why I talked a little bit, I think it was last week, about, like, Stephanie. Like, if she were just to walk away right now and just concentrate on the business part, man, there's a lot of business stuff to concentrate on that's got to be very exhilarating, but it's not as exhilarating as being in front of that camera, I'm sure, too, and in the day-to-day operations. And from that way, she is cut right from her father's cloth. So I think those chances are going to be gone, but I think Stephanie and Triple H are going to do the same thing once Vince is gone. It might be a different way, but as far as micromanaging and that sort of thing, I could absolutely see that keeping on just with their vibe.
Very quickly, toll-free line, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've got just, I guess it's a general question, but now, do you think that ratings are even, I mean, I realize they're not insignificant, but I mean, because of the network, because of the long-term deal with USA, I mean, they don't seem to hot shot as many angles as far as selling a pay-per-view. I realize what you're saying about Vince, and I think it's true, but I mean, there does seem to be less, I don't know, urgency, I guess, in certain angles. I mean, do you sense that about the show? Not so much they're mailing it in on purpose, but just not a lot of urgency.
Well, Lay, I want to thank you very much for the call. We're up at the break. I'll talk about this when we come back. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, very quickly, based on the last caller, yes, there is obviously less urgency now that there is a network and they're not actually selling pay-per-views. But the key also with last night's show is if you look at the rundown of everything WWE's promoting, they think that Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton is such a big match that we don't really need to do much else for the rest of the show. It's a match 15 years in the making. So I was talking about earlier. Everybody may disagree, but in Vince's mind, this is a big show with a giant main event, Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton. That's the way that he's promoting it, and that's how he looks at the rest of the show. One other quick thing. I got to mention, I didn't talk about this last night either. A lot of people upset about Finn Balor doing the demon entrance. It doesn't really matter. If it were me, I would have saved it for pay-per-view, but it doesn't really matter. I will say that I was not a fan of the brawl, and I was so sad. I wanted Seth to be in the ring ranting and raving, and the lights go out, and the demon character comes out. He has a whole entrance. He goes to the ring, the whole rigmarole. And finally, the lights come back on, and Seth Rollins is halfway to another state. I didn't even want him in the ring. I wanted him so scared of this demon character that he fled the building. That would have at least made something of the demon entrance. Instead, he does the entrance, and Seth is just standing there like, cool. Yeah, that was quite the entrance, dude. Now let's fight. I didn't like that. Anyway, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, everybody. There's a lot of stuff at WrestlingObserver.com. Mike and I will be back tomorrow. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline, the callers and listeners. We'll go over how we do calls tomorrow on the show when we kick it off, everybody. Try and clear the air. And that is it from here. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.